You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in association with the Franchising Channel, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with Tim Kahn, co-founder and director of operations of Image One USA. Image One is a franchise commercial cleaning company that prides itself on training the franchisee in all aspects of the business to help them reach their business goals. Tim, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
It's great to be here. Thanks for asking me to join you.
You're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. So, Tim, your journey has been a unique one. What motivated you to become an entrepreneur at the early age of 14? Like to hear the story.
You know, I guess starting out, it's like a lot of kids. You know, you start with a lemonade stand, or you cut the neighbor's lawn, or you know, shovel some snow for some cash. And early on, I guess I just got the entrepreneurial bug. Came from an entrepreneurial family. My parents owned their own business, and that's just the way I saw things. There was only one thing that I knew I wanted to do, and that was be the boss of whatever it was going to be.
And I like that. That makes a lot of sense. Now, several months ago, Image One unveiled a unique franchise affiliate owner program. When did you receive that aha moment to launch this, and what has been the impact there?
Well, you know, I've been in the cleaning industry for a little over 30 years. And for about the first 15 years, I did it as an independent operator. And then I became part of a national franchise. We operated a master franchise in the Chicago market. And over that 10-year term, I saw a lot of things in the franchise industry. And I saw a lot of things that were related to our business that I thought could be done better and differently. And I guess the aha moment came from that, you know, realizing that there were things that I could draw on the experience that I had and kind of, you know, build a better mousetrap, build on what I've seen in the industry as a whole and change it a little bit, because there's no less than a dozen franchise companies selling janitorial franchises, but they all kind of do it the same way. It's all a very similar model. And we realized that if we did a little bit differently and really were more transparent with our franchise owners and trained them to do all the sales and the operations, that it would really be a very different business model and a very different opportunity for them to really grow a business and be successful and attain the goals that they're looking to attain.
You don't typically see many franchisees transitioning to the franchisor role. What inspired you to make this move?
You know, like I said, the first 15 years I was in business, I was an independent company. And I think that transition is even less common. I went from an independent business operator, a true entrepreneur, into a franchise system. Because most entrepreneurs don't make that transition into someone else's organization. So when we had that 10-year agreement, again, I kind of felt constrained by the system that was in place. And there were things that were being done that I didn't necessarily think were the best way to do them. So when our 10-year agreement expired, it would just seem the next perfect transition was to go into franchising on our own and develop the business into a larger, better model.
Today we're joined by Tim Kahn, co-founder and director of operations of Image One USA, a franchise commercial cleaning company, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Tim, did you have to overcome any huge obstacles when you opened your first franchise territory? And if so, what would you have done differently?
You know, I don't think I had to overcome any huge obstacles. And looking back, there's probably very little that I would do differently. Really, it was just the day-to-day things that every business owner experiences. you know, understanding that you need to have a good support system. You need to have a good accountant looking at your books. You need to have good relationships, you know, with your bankers, you know, different things like that. And obviously every business owner makes mistakes. You know, we've made mistakes. And hopefully when you're in that position, you learn from those mistakes and you get better and you get stronger as a business owner. But as a franchisor, that's our goal, is to help our franchisees to not make the same mistakes that we've already made. You know, we're able to share our experiences with them so that they don't have to go down that same path.
And that's some very valuable information to share with others as well. As an entrepreneur, we think around the clock 24/7, brainstorming. And when those ideas come to mind, for you personally, how do you bring your ideas to life?
You know, that is so true. It is 24 hours, 7 days a week that ideas pop up. And a lot of times ideas will pop up and you don't take the time to write them down. And that idea gets lost or at least delayed for a period of time. So, you know, when I have a new idea, I try to leave myself some sort of a message. You know, I'll send myself an email or, you know, write it down or do something so they'll remind me of it later when I can focus on it. You know, and then bringing those ideas to life, it's a matter of having the right team in place. You know, I may have the vision to have a great idea, but I don't necessarily know how to bring it into play. And to me, that's part of being a successful business is having the right team in place. So when you do have a great idea, the right people are in place to help you implement it. Because, you know, as any great business owner knows, they can't do it all by themselves. There's only 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week. We've all got that same time constraint. So you really need to have a fantastic team in place to implement those ideas.
And lastly, what advice can you give to other entrepreneurs who are trying to decide if their business has the ability to scale as a franchise? What would you tell the listener?
You know, for any entrepreneur, anyone thinking about just getting into business for themselves, I would say just go for it. If it's something that you want to do, jump in with both feet. That's the only way that you can do it. You know, you can read about it, you can plan for it, you can do all these things. But until you actually get on the bike and ride it, you're not going to learn how to do it. So, you know, jump right into it and do it if that's what you're trying to do. And then as far as people that are already in business that want to transition into a franchise model, that's a little bit different. It's and it doesn't matter what franchise or what type of business you're in. Making that transition into a franchise model changes drastically what it is that you're doing and what you want to be doing. You know, for us, you know, we were in a cleaning company providing janitorial services for years. And as crazy as it sounds, I enjoy doing that type of stuff. I enjoy going out and working with the clients. I enjoy going out and doing cleaning and stripping and waxing floors. But that's not something that I do a whole lot of anymore. The only time that I get a chance to do that is when I'm training a new franchise owner. I'll still go out and I'll work with them on that type of stuff. But making that transition to being a franchisor, you're really changing the business that you're in. You're no longer in the janitorial business. You're now in the business of helping other people be in the janitorial business. And the same would be true if you're opening up if you have a pizza place or a hamburger restaurant or, you know, whatever it might be. If that's your primary focus, that's what your business is. When you begin franchising, you're not really in that business anymore. You may still have a unit that operates and performs those same functions, but making that transition into being the franchisor, your primary focus now is helping your franchisees become successful and following the model that you've set up so that they can be successful.
Well, Tim, it certainly has been good to have had you. Inspiring information from start to finish. Certainly appreciate all the information shared here and also getting us up to speed on Image One USA. Tell our listeners where they can get more information and to be in touch.
Well, if people would like more information on Image One, they can find us at imageoneusa.com. And one is spelled out, O-N-E. They can also find information about franchising at imageonefranchise.com. Or they can call us at 1-800-223-1985. Again, that's 800-223-1985.
Easy enough, Tim. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best and continued success with your company.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate your time.
You bet. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Tim Kahn, co-founder and director of operations of Image One USA, a franchise commercial cleaning company that prides itself on training the franchisee in all aspects of the business to help them reach their business goals. And for more information, visit ImageOneUSA.com. And for more franchise information, it's ImageOneFranchise.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.